Good morning. It is 9 a.m. on Thursday, January 13th. This is Yahoo Finance Live. I'm Julie Hyman, along with Brian Sazi, right there next to me on your screen. Let's take a look at what's going on in futures here this morning. We have a little bit of a lift here going on for the futures across the board. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures, all of them up in the range of about a quarter to a third of 1%. And we did get some economic data this morning that we're going to dig into in just a moment. Suffice it to say, it was largely in line with estimated, although jobless claims did come in a little higher than economists were looking for. Poised for takeoff, shares of Delta are higher this morning after the carrier sounded an optimistic note on a return to travel. We'll have comments from CEO Ed Bastian and the details on the numbers in just a moment. Garage door shortage. It's a problem for homeowners and home builders. Despite that challenge, among others, KB Home earnings beat estimates last quarter, and that stock is surging by 9%. And how to navigate interest rate increases while still holding tech stocks. We'll get a roadmap from veteran tech analyst Mark Mahaney. First this morning, we do want to look at those Delta numbers as we see that increase in the shares here. The company saying it's going to see a little bit of a delay in a return to travel, but overall, it seems to be relatively on track. Adam Shapiro covers the airline industry for us. He spoke to CEO Ed Bastian, and he's here with us now. So, Adam, what are we hearing from Delta?
Well, the headline, Julie, is that they, according to Bastian, on the right course, they expect just, you know, the takeaway is for full year 2022, they expect a, quote, meaningful profitability in 2022. Let's take a look at what happened in the fourth quarter. You can't ignore the Omicron wave of COVID-19. It was an impact on Delta with staffing shortages and cancellations. But for the quarter, they had an adjusted pre-tax income of $170 million, which was better than what Wall Street had expected. Adjusted earnings per share came in right in line with what the street expected, 22 cents versus 22 cents. One thing to keep in mind, revenue, the $8.4 billion versus what the street thought would be $8.4 billion roughly, right in line. That revenue number does not include the refinery number. You're going to see a different revenue number in different news outlets includes because Delta does own a refinery. But this is a pure take on the revenue from the airline side of their business. So at the end of the day, where are they headed? Here's what Bastian told us.
We expect to have a meaningful profit number for the full year in 2022. And we expect to get back to profitability in the month of March and hopefully every month thereafter over the course of the calendar as the business continues to recover and travel demand grows. We know there's a lot of demand out there. We just need a safe spot for customers to feel confident in traveling with us, not just within the U.S., but around the world.
And as I finished up the interview with Ed Bastian, a couple of things he pointed out. Business travel, Julie, had actually recovered to about 60% of what it had been in 2019, just before Omicron hit. He says it's possible that once we are past the pandemic, that the market for business travel will be much different than it was in 2019, with roughly 10 to 20% of that market being not coming back to what it had been in 2019. The other thing he said is to get the restoration of revenue back to where it had been in 2019, you need international travel. And that's that 20% gap. They're looking at roughly 74, 75% recovery of revenue compared to 2019. And just to let you know real quick, Raymond James, Savi Syth, analyst over at Raymond James, still has a strong buy on this stock. And then Helene Becker over at Cowen points out that Delta also doing very well, although they face headwinds that January and February of this year, they do not expect to be profitable because of the Omicron surge. But come March, they do expect to return to profitability. And then, of course, you heard Bastian say full year profitability in 2022. Back to both of you.
Adam, we heard earlier in the week from United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby. He wrote a letter to employees, and in there he noted that 3,000 workers are currently out because they're infected with COVID-19. Did Bastian tell you anything on that front?
We did not get the number of how many of their employees have been infected. They did talk about the fact that the Omicron variant did contribute to the staffing shortages, but they also made a big deal of this in their earnings report, that they have stabilized their flight schedule with the Omicron employees who've been had to call out because of Omicron, to the point where it's only about 20 cancellations out of the 4,000 flights every day. So that's why they're saying they've stabilized it. One other thing they said, Brian, was even though for full year 2021 they had a loss of several billion dollars, they were profitable in the second half of the year. And so the board actually approved a one-time bonus, employee profit sharing, to the tune of $1,250 per employee based on that second half of 2021 performance. And those checks will go out on Valentine's Day. So Delta employees who have been there for more than a year, for a year, will get $1,250. Those who joined during the year, they're going to get some of that. They won't get the full, but they're all going to get some profit sharing.
Well, it's been a challenging year for them and for a lot of folks, but certainly in the airline industry, it has been a tough time. Thank you so much, Adam. Appreciate it. And we've been looking, of course, at a lot of inflation numbers. Among them have been airfares. We saw airfares as part of CPI yesterday. We saw a year-over-year increase of 2.7%. Hotels and motels have also been seeing an increase in rates. It's been a little bit choppy, but the direction has overall been higher.